Cold Card destroys vulnerable inventory, works with police after breach. Cold Card, the Bitcoin-only hardware wallet maker, said early on August 3, 2026, that it has destroyed all inventory linked to a recent security breach and is now cooperating with law enforcement to identify those responsible. The update came through a post shared by Cointelegraph and framed the company's response as a containment and investigation effort rather than a product recall. The statement is short on technical specifics, but the two actions it confirms carry weight for anyone holding cold storage. Destroying flagged inventory suggests the company believes some units or the parts and packaging that would have gone into them were compromised before reaching customers, bringing in law enforcement signals that Cold Card is treating the breach as a criminal matter with an identifiable adversary, not an internal manufacturing defect. The remediation, in plain terms, two claims sit at the center of the update. First, Cold Card destroyed the vulnerable inventory outright instead of quarantining or reworking it. That is the more aggressive option, and it removes any chance a suspect unit slips back into the sales channel. Second, the company is working with law enforcement to find who is behind the breach, which points to intentional tampering rather than a random flaw. What the post does not spell out is the attack surface. It does not say whether the exposure sat in the supply chain, the firmware, the fulfillment process, or somewhere else. It does not name a number of affected units, a date range, or a batch identifier. For now, the only verified source is the company's own statement as reported, so readers should treat the scope as undefined until Cold Card publishes a fuller post-mortem. Self-custody shifts the risk onto the owner. A hardware wallet's entire value rests on one assumption. The device in your hand is exactly what the manufacturer built, with nothing added and nothing altered. A breach that reaches inventory attacks that assumption directly. If an attacker can touch units before they ship, the usual advice to just use cold storage stops being a complete answer on its own. This is the second Cold Card security story in recent weeks. In July, the company warned MK3 owners after a theft of hundreds of Bitcoin tied to how seeds were handled on older devices. Read together, the two events are a reminder that self-custody removes counterparty risk, but does not remove all risk. It shifts responsibility onto the owner to verify the device, the firmware, and the setup process every time. The practical steps have not changed, but they matter more this week. Owners should confirm firmware signatures on device, generate seeds on the hardware rather than importing them, and buy only through the manufacturer or an authorized reseller. Anyone who recently bought a unit through an unusual channel has extra reason to watch Cold Card's official channels for batch details as the investigation continues. The wider cold storage context, the breach news landed during a soft week for the market. As of August 3, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $63,138, up 0.6% on the day, but down 2.9% over the prior 7 days, with the fear and greed index sitting at 35, in fear territory. Nervous holders tend to move coins into cold storage during drawdowns, which makes trust in hardware wallets a live concern rather than an abstract one. For readers weighing where to keep spending balances versus long-term savings, the episode reinforces a familiar split. Hardware wallets remain the standard for holdings you rarely touch. Day-to-day spending typically flows through a separate, smaller balance, and some users route that through self-custody options that let them spend from a wallet they control while keeping the bulk of their coins offline. The point of the split is blast radius. A problem with one layer should not drain the other. Cold Card has committed to destroying the flagged stock and pursuing the people behind the breach. The missing piece is a detailed technical account, including how the inventory was compromised, how many units were involved, and how buyers can check whether a device they already own is affected. Until that arrives, the safest reading is to verify everything on your own hardware and wait for the company's full disclosure.